ABC Radio Australia.
Right, now Papua New Guinea, a modern state, was officially created in 1975, taking up half of New Guinea, one of the largest islands in the world. The borders of the nation were marked and created by European and Asian nations who contested the island archipelago for control. A study by a researcher from the Australian National University, Stuart Firth, looks in depth at how the political complexities of these invented borders. Alfie Null Fonua spoke with Mr. Firth.
Papua New Guinea is an invented country in the sense that it didn't exist historically. It's not like Tonga or Samoa or even Fiji. There was no such thing as Papua New Guinea before the Europeans came along. So the Europeans invented it, and they invented the borders, and those borders were changed a number of times. So in other words, it's more difficult to make a success of what you might call an artificial state than it is to make a success of governing a country with a sort of historical existence, like Samoa, for example.
You referred to it as an artificial state. What are the challenges of this compared to, as you mentioned, Samoa and Tonga, which were already recognized by the local populations as kind of a single entity? Could you expand on that?
Well, we all know that PNG faces huge challenges. Among them is, of course, the fact that it has more languages than any other country in the world. So it's not, if you like, well suited to become a state historically. It can become one, and it has done remarkably well, really, since 1975 and independence, given all the problems. But one of the points made in PNG security reports over the years is that it's a difficult country to defend, and that includes in the ocean. But if you look at the actual borders, PNG still has a border problem with Indonesia. It's not very big. If you go along the coast from Vanimo west, you know, you come to the border with West Papua. If you have borders like this, there are problems in maintaining them, maintaining the integrity of your own nation. And the same thing applied a bit in the Bougainville War in the 1990s to the border with Solomon Islands, because, you know, south of Bougainville Island, it's not very, very far to go across the Bougainville Strait, and then you're in Solomon Islands, and there were soldiers going back and forward and rebels going back and forward to the Solomons and making it all much more difficult for the government in Port Moresby, as well as for the Bougainvillians, really.
In your publication, you said, quote, "Europeans drew the borders, changed them, and in the process became the inventors of the territory of modern Papua New Guinea, leaving the Papua New Guineans with the daunting task of creating a nation out of it." Do you think European countries or the former colonial powers have an obligation to assisting Papua New Guinea today because of that history?
I do think that, but of course the main burden for development assistance falls on Australia, and that's probably right in the case of Papua New Guinea, because the British were not there for very long and the Germans had gone by 1914. So it's been up to Australia to be responsible for development assistance, which has come from Australia, as you would know. And the same applies to Samoa, which, I mean, now under the migration arrangements, a lot of Samoans live in New Zealand anyway. So, yes, I do think there is an obligation, but I think that's recognised in the case of Papua New Guinea.
And that was Stuart Firth, Australian National University researcher.